Hello, Oasis Church from Pokhara in Nepal. For those of you I haven't had the chance to meet yet, my name is Alice, and as well as being a member of Oasis Church, I also have the privilege of getting to work in different nations, and currently that has me in Nepal for 4 months. And so Adrian asked me to share something of what God's been teaching me, and I'm really praying it's going to do you some good too. Now, I'll warn you, over the last few months, I've been trained in the art of hour-long sermons, all in Nepali, so I hope you're settled in comfortably. Only joking. You've been saved by the internet constraints for video upload, so I will keep this short and sweet. Now, I know we've been looking at a series, looking at the life of David, and I've been so struck by the consistent difference between God's perspective on a situation and his people's. My perspective. God chooses a man who appears to be the runt of the family to be a future king, even a giant threatening the Israelite armies and has them all trembling in fear, but God defeats him with a pebble in a shepherd's sling. Inviting God to show you the way he sees things, his perspective, it changes everything. Now, I have the joy of being surrounded by mountains here in the city of Pokhara. And hopefully you'll see a photo pop up and you'll get a bit of an idea of the range that I get to see most mornings. So you can see a stunning view of the Annapurna range of mountains, normally before the smog of pollution sets in. But there's one particular mountain, Fishtail, that stands out in the range. It looks like your stereotypical mountain. I haven't been a mountain person before being here, but it's big and it's pointy, and also it seems to rise above the rest of the range and dominate the other mountains. However, after a few weeks here, I discovered that whilst an impressive mountain at almost 7,000 metres, it wasn't actually the tallest in the range. It only appeared to be the tallest because it's the closest to Pokhara. Its dominating impression was perspective only. Perspective. There have been times out here when the reality is it feels like the kingdom of God feels so out of reach and the mountain of problems have seemed to dominate the skyline of my view. My role out here is teaching and training medical professionals in providing palliative care and supporting the development of services. But there have been some days, and if I'm honest, many days, where the mountains facing me and my team have felt not just Fishtail worthy, but Everest worthy. The corruption within systems that sacrifice the needs of the poor for the creation of more money, running out of morphine such that you're trying to decide which of your patients is in the most pain with the greatest need. And so Psalm 121 has been a daily prayer over the last few months for me. I lift up my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going both now and forevermore. God has kindly and oh so gently reminded me each morning as I pray this psalm, that to the mountains that I face, there's one name that's higher. He is the one who made the heavens and the earth, who sees each pebble and stone on that form that rock face, each detail and challenge that maybe are only known to our hearts in those dark nights when we lie awake at night. And in those moments, he speaks to our hearts, "Rest, my child, I neither slumber nor sleep." Those mountains may look big, but I am greater still. And I look forward to telling you stories of where I've seen visas that should have taken weeks to come through in hours, or people's hearts change to allow us to start to introduce a compassion-driven healthcare culture that has never previously been permitted. Because to the mountains that I face, there is one name that's higher. Now, the temptation is that we then dismiss our problems, the significance of them, and particularly how they're causing us to feel. What am I worrying about when there's bigger issues out there? I'd had a tricky week of disruption to our project, heartbreaking conversations with friends in situations that I could not fix, and difficult news from home. When, last straw, I burnt my arm one morning. And so I arrived at the morning devotionals in the hospital with a hurting heart and now a hurting body. And it was painful. I hadn't heard which passage we were reading from, and so I tried to look at my colleague's Bible next to me, only to see he was skillfully resting his Bible between the few fingers he had left when leprosy had eaten the rest of them away. Several of my colleagues in the hospital had previously been patients in our leprosy ward, and watching them navigate disability in a society that sees them as outcasts is nothing short of inspirational. Leprosy is a disease in which you lose your ability to feel pain. And so with the loss of the protective layer that pain brings, gradually sufferers lose parts of their body to injury that they didn't even know they'd sustained. Looking at my colleague, I was initially overwhelmed with shame. What had I really got to moan about? At least I could feel the pain in my arm and pull my hand away, so ultimately the damage was minimal. But were the mountains I was facing that big when I have friends in Gaza who are struggling to feed their families? Surely I was being silly. But then I felt God's loving embrace, and of course the tears came, because I'm consistently a weeper, no matter where I am. Because the pain I was feeling was real, and the mountains I was facing I could not ignore. And the truth is, it hurt. But I hadn't invited God into that pain. I had held on to the mountain myself, trying to find ways to conquer it, to ascend it myself, or just to pretend it wasn't there. But we know a God who doesn't ignore our pain or dismiss it. He wants to come and meet us in the pain, comfort and console us, pour soothing balms on our wounds, catch the tears when they fall, and then let us rest and heal, because the Lord will watch over your coming and going both now and forevermore. Birmingham, Nepal. Working, looking for work, navigating the challenges of family life or life as a single person and feeling lonely, wrestling with addiction, suffering with illness, questioning why, whatever the pain, whatever the mountain, God doesn't compare our mountains. Shame died at the cross, and he wants us to not turn our perspectives in on ourselves, but to bring our pain to the one who is intimately acquainted with grief. Because if I let pain consume me, I become bitter, cynical, and angry. But if I surrender the pain to Jesus, he turns the pain into deep love for my patients. It gives me the desire to understand these broken systems. And more importantly, it reminds me that he's the one that sustains the world. I do not. Bethany Allen, a pastor at Bridgetown Church in the US, recently said, "The brokenness of this world wasn't meant to be a deterrent. Or an obstacle to serving others. It was meant to be the motivation." When I hold on to the brokenness of this world and carry all the pain, it becomes a burden that's too much to bear. It demotivates me from being able to do just about anything. But when I know that, yes, Jesus loves me, I take on his yoke that's easy, his burden that is light, then together with Jesus, I am building his kingdom, not mine. And that's a perspective I never want to lose sight of. Sorry I'm not there with you this morning to encourage or stand with those of you who are feeling dominated by your mountains this morning, or crushed beneath the weight of them. But I know his presence is there with you this morning, and he is wanting to show you a new perspective. Invite him to show you where he stands in relation to the mountains that you're facing, or allow him into the place of pain and let him to show you his deep and unending love for you. Lord God, we receive afresh from you this morning your perspective. We need that perspective. If that needs to be a readjustment of where you are in relation to our mountains, open our eyes, lift our eyes to see you. But if it just needs to be that warm embrace this morning, wrap us afresh in your love. Lord God, you are good, you are enough, and you are worthy of all of our praise. Amen. See you soon, Oasis Church.